address your envelope or card to Voice of Hope, 123 Regent Street, London, W1.
You are in tune with Adventist World Radio, broadcasting on 9670 kHz in the 31-meter band, shortwave.
World DX News.
Today we shall be taking a look at radio broadcasting from ships. Actually, radio broadcasting from ships began much before World War II. Today, however, we shall be taking a look at the period between the 50s and the 60s. The locale for this phase of ship broadcasting was Europe, and the areas involved were Great Britain, Scandinavia, and the Low Countries. It all began on July the 11th, 1958, when radio broadcasts from the motor vessel Sheeta were beamed on FM to Sweden. A transmitter of 1.5 kilowatts delivered a signal of 20 kilowatt ERP on the frequency of 93.12 megahertz. During a period of 4 years, two additional ships, Sheeta 2 and Lucky Star, were also utilized. Only one other ship, the Mia Mego, was used for broadcasting to Scandinavia, and it identified on air as Radio Nord. There were 7 different ships which broadcast in the English Channel areas off the coast of Holland and Belgium. The first was the Bochum Riff, which used the on-air call sign Radio Veronica. This station used a 1 kilowatt transmitter on the medium wave channel of 1562 kilohertz. The same call, Radio Veronica, was also used by the ship Norderney in the same area at a later period. The main ship broadcasting activity was centered around England, and about 10 different ships have been used over a 10-year period. The first ship in British waters was the Caroline. It anchored off the coast of Essex and commenced broadcasting on March the 29th, 1964. The station identified on air as Radio Caroline, and it used 2 medium wave transmitters of 10 kilowatts each. The radio call Caroline was probably the best known ship call in the waters off the coast of England. Some years later, the Meebo 2 also gave on-the-air ID Radio Caroline, as did the Cheetah 2 temporarily in 1966. Another ship well known off the coast of England was the Mia Mego. This station used a total of 3 transmitters on medium wave, 2 of 10 kilowatts and 1 of 50 kilowatts. It used, over a period of 14 years, broadcast a dozen different call signs. The best-known calls were Caroline and Veronica. For a while, there were several lesser-known ships off the coast of England, such as the Galaxy, broadcasting as Radio London, the Olga Patricia broadcasting as Radio Delphiu, and Ocean 7 broadcasting as Radio 270. All of the ships broadcasting in European waters during the 1950s and 1960s radiated on medium wave and or FM. However, the Meebo 2 and the Janine also utilized shortwave transmitters. The Janine, calling as Radio Atlantis, had a small home-constructed shortwave transmitter of just 250 watts. It went on the air only once for a test broadcast on 6225 kHz on July the 25th, 1974. The best-known ship on shortwave was, of course, the Meebo 2, operating as Radio Caroline International or Radio North Sea International. From 1970 to 1974, this ship operated on shortwave on 6210 or 6205 kHz, with a power of 10 kilowatts. For a while, RNI broadcast its own world service, which included a regular DX program. And that was our feature on radio broadcasting from ships in the period between the 50s and the 60s. Thanks to Music Radio Promotions of London, ICENI Enterprises of Norwich, England, and of course AWR Asia for providing today's feature. You're in tune with AWR Europe. Your letters and comments are always welcome, so if you wish to drop us a line, please write to us at AWR, Post Office Box 2590, 1114, Lisbon, Portugal. All inquiries and reception reports will be acknowledged. But if you would like your reception reports to be verified with a special QSL card, please enclose two international reply coupons. If the religious part of our programming has interested you in further study, you may ask for a Bible correspondence course. These are absolutely free of charge and without any obligations, and they're available in many languages. Our address once again is AWR, Post Office Box 2590, 1114, Lisbon, Portugal.
You're tuned to World DX News from AWR, Adventist World Radio. Now off to the telephone with late DX News and tips. Here's Finn Crone.
Good morning.